This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I guess better phrased, I think that Kyle Dubas has done well to acquire second round picks, really well, for Beauvillier and Luke Shen, but how excited can you be about second round picks or no sure thing in the NHL especially? And even if they do pan out, you won't see him likely until after Sid is done. You know what I mean? So good job, hard to be excited. I think both those things can be true. What I would be excited about is Raquel and the package that he could deliver in return. Based on what we've seen already around the league, I think he'd be talking about a first-round pick and a good young player or a high-end prospect. I know Brock Nelson plays a more premium position of center, better all-around player, but Raquel right now, I think Rantanen's going to move here, but Raquel is as good a goal scorer as anybody left here right now. And people get desperate. They think they have a chance, and I think 13 teams or so do. And you get a little bidding war going, and about 2:30, 3 o'clock, you may have a deal that brings back an enormous return. That's what I'd be thinking of if I was Kyle Dubas right now. Dylan Cousins was a guy I might be interested in if I was the Penguins, except for that money. He goes to Ottawa from Buffalo. So we're going to see what happens here. I want to hear from David DeCastro from yesterday. That was tremendous. Let's hear the best of DeCastro from him opening a marijuana dispensary out in the North Hills on McKnight Road. Just a couple clips just to freshen us up for the 1 o'clock hour. For people who didn't hear this, and if there's a bell ringer, there's a trade in the midst of this, we'll go to it. Why don't we do that?
We have a lot on DeCastro talking about some of his Steeler days as well, the toughest player
love
to
that.
Block.
Yeah.
The Miles Garrett, Mason Rudolph situation.
I love that. But take your pick limits.
First, here is David DeCastro on what's going on with his good buddy Al Villanueva these days.
How about Al? A couple of years ago, I think he's down in Florida, he sent me a video of you. It looked like you were snorkeling with dangerous sea animals. What's happening there, and what's Al up to?
Al's doing great, man. I took a bunch of trips down there after he first got done. It was during that COVID period. He bought a house. We traveled down there, and we did a bunch of boat too. So we'd go to the Bahamas. We'd snorkel around fishing. He loves fishing. You know, that's his hobby and outlet. And he's got he's running a fruit business, and he's got a fruit farm he bought down there, which is keeping him busy, which is good because he's not one that can sit still. I FaceTimed with him last night, and he's got this new product called Frushi. He's making like fruit sushi, and he, Al, you get Mr. Exaggerator, overhyper, typical thing. So he always tells me about all this fruit, and I hadn't tried it yet, and I was like, yeah, whatever, man. I'm sure it's just fruit. Like, I like oranges and apples, so stop with this exotic fruit stuff. I can't be that good. And I went down there and checked out his farm for the first time last year for Thanksgiving. Took the family down, and he gave me some fruit, and I was I was extremely impressed. He actually undersold it somehow, which is impressive for him. So he's staying busy with that, kind of in the same boat, selling almost like farmers selling products. So all the sales side, the distribution, moving your products. So it's kind of been fun keeping in touch with him and seeing what he's up to. And he's he's doing well and figuring out the business side of running a fruit farm and getting a product out.
Who would have thunk it, Big Al running a fruit farm? I got to go down there and visit. Maybe I will on this trip to Florida.
You should.
In fact, I'm going to text Al right now and say, can I come visit the fruit farm? That would be gigantic.
Best fruit for me to taste test, I would say, Al.
Yeah, I'll bring you some limits. I'll bring it back for you. Quick aside here, Trey Hendrickson and Myles Garrett could be leaving this division. That can't be a bad thing, right?
Not at all.
Unfortunately, Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow are still in the division, which isn't a good thing.
But who's going to rush the passer? And who will the Steelers' passer even be? Will it matter who they're rushing?
Somebody tweeted out, Brendan Segrew, I think his name is. Most sacks since 2020. You ready for this, Limits?
Yep.
T.J. Watt, 73.5. Myles Garrett, 72. Trey Hendrickson, 70.5. And nobody else has more than 54. How about that? Those are the three elite guys.
That's
since
a good number.
Then. No, it's a great number. Nick Bosa's next at 53.5. What else did Big Dave say?
Dave was talking about the best moment and worst moment in his career, and the worst moment is one that happened very early on with one of his good friends.
The worst. I'll tell you the worst one. The worst one that was when I fell into Pouncey's knee my second year. That one still. Yeah. That one was the worst. That was
preseason
for sure.
Game,
that
right?
one. That was. I think it was the opener, man.
It was the opener. Okay.
I went and cut his knee, and that one kind of haunted me for a little bit. I'm glad he had the career he did afterwards, and I'm happy for him. He was, like I said, one of the best. Best teammates you could ever ask for, and he was a real leader in that, not just the locker room but that whole building. So that one was tough. The best one, I mean, it's hard to say the best one. I mean, we had, like I said, all those like memories with those Munchak years and those guys and that crew. I mean, we were close, and we had a lot of fun and a lot of laughs, and it was just an enjoyable place to really work.
Now I'm looking at this. This is Pony from earlier today. 3 hours ago, a Justin Fields Steelers reunion is being held up because Fields is worried the Steelers won't commit to him as the starting quarterback. After getting benched last year, he's leery team could sign competition or draft QB early. Money not the issue. Interesting. That actually holds up for me as a reasonable report. You know what I mean?
You're not doubting it like DeFabo?
Did he doubt it already?
No, I'm just talking in general sense.
Don't try to stir up more trouble between them. They buried the hatchet.
I'm not trying to draw up any trouble. I was trying to make a joke that you did not laugh at, like Bob didn't laugh at your jokes yesterday.
No, I like the joke, but I don't think it's going to go over well. Remember Mitch Trubisky? I don't think he knew they were going to draft Pickett.
Nope.
Sometimes I think the communication around here. Well, first of all, should you inform a guy, if you're going to bring him back, of your plans in the draft? Like, if Fields is that's demanding tough. To know, I think that's a justified demand.
Yeah, it depends on how much you like the guy that you're either signing or trading for. Like, I find it interesting that Aaron Rodgers didn't know that the Jordan Love draft pick was coming, the same way that Brett Favre didn't know the Aaron Rodgers pick was coming. So sometimes those situations just fall into your lap.
Yeah.
I mean, if the reports are true that the Steelers don't like any of these quarterbacks in the draft, why wouldn't they guarantee this to Fields?
Maybe they don't know who's going to be available. Maybe they're thinking, okay, maybe their guy would be, let's say Jackson Dart. Let's just say that was it. If Jackson Dart's available, we're taking him. Otherwise, we're not. But we need to secure Justin Fields because who knows if Dart would be available? You know what I mean?
So you
can't make a guarantee to a guy, but if his question is, are you guys going to draft a quarterback? And the answer is, we're not sure yet. Well, then if you're him, maybe you're feeling a little insecure about that.
Don't you feel like if you're the Steelers and Jackson Dart, I know he's on a lot of mock drafts going like the top 10 now.
He was just an example.
Right, but somebody like him of where he's being projected in the draft, don't you feel like if they liked him that much that they would trade up to make sure they get their guy like they did with Troy, like they did with Devin Bush?
Maybe.
It didn't work out.
Yeah. Yes.
So I feel like maybe they wouldn't give Fields a guarantee for something if they felt confident enough that they could get a guy like that in the draft.
Well, because it's one thing to want to do that. I don't know how you could feel confident about that.
Pickett,
and you certainly couldn't make any assurances to Fields as to what's going to happen.
True. Pickett was getting mocked as high as 6 to Carolina. Remember that? Like, I wonder if the Steelers generally thought that he was even possibly going to be there. And I think when they were at the podium talking about it, they didn't.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. DeCastro liked it on the possibility of him opening a medical marijuana dispensary on McKnight Road. When I introduced him, I said, and here I thought that Le'Veon Bell was the only guy with a marijuana situation on McKnight Road. He seemed to like that, didn't he? What else do you have from him?
He did. He definitely liked that one. But he also was talking about what everybody pretty much did not like at all, the Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph situation. But I was kind of surprised by this. David didn't think too much of it in the moment.
How about what springs to mind first when I bring up the Mason Rudolph, Myles Garrett incident? You're the one who tackled Garrett amidst that whole thing. Do you ever think back on that madness?
Not really. You know, I think it's football. You know, tempers get, you know, tempers get heated. Things happen. You know, I don't know what was said or whatnot, or you know what. You know, Mason was always pretty fiery. He was always getting into everyone, it seemed like. You know, that's just how he was and how he carried himself. So it's you know, it happened, and you know, thankfully no one got injured, and it was kind of just dissolved. But yeah, that was a big deal. I remember getting a lot of texts about that one. So but no, I didn't think too much of it. You know, I think definitely got a lot of hype, but yeah, like I said, we're over there running into each other and battling all day. So, you know, unfortunately things happen, and like I said, luckily no one was. Mason didn't get a sideways nose or something like that, but yeah, it wasn't it's funny looking back at it. But yeah, I didn't think too much of it. I was like, you know, it's football. You know, tempers, and emotions, they happen. So,
man, I'll never forget being there that night on a Thursday night in Cleveland. In fact, I think I drove there with one Ronald Cook, if I recall correctly. And had my column all written. The game was over. It was garbage time. And it happened. It all happened. And then I wound up running down into the locker room, getting, I think Garrett spoke, I think Rudolph spoke. All hell broke loose. Were you watching that game, Limits?
So I was just about to drive back up to school because I was either a freshman or a sophomore in college at that time.
At Waynesburg?
I think it was at RMU at that time. And I drove back all the time and watched the games with my dad. So when they turned the ball over, and I was like, all right, whatever, the game is over. So I walked out of the room, and I hear my dad yelling, get in here! Look what just happened! He's like yelling ballistically at the TV. I'm just like, what the heck just happened here? And then I see the replay, and I'm like, oh my. And I was glued to my seat for the next half an hour, rewinding, rewatching, listening to the postgame coverage. Man, that was insane.
It was insane is right. The most memorable, I mean, that's right up there with the most memorable stories I've covered in my whole career.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Limits, I'm waiting for another deal to go down here. Are we going to be disappointed on Raquel?
Yes.
I mean, some people won't be. Some people want them to keep, a lot of people do want them to keep Raquel as a Sid line mate, as a pretty good player. They're anticipating that this is what we'll see moving forward with him. I'm not so sure, based on his career history, that he's going to put two or three really good years back to back. I'm not sure about that. Last time that happened, he was in his early to mid-20s. But it could. I'm just thinking in this market, they'd be crazy not to go out and get a huge return for him. That's what I think. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So coming up, man, we'll take you right up till about 10 to 2 leading into the PM guys and update you on any deals that may go down. Right now, I would imagine Kyle Dubas is on the phone, perhaps with several different teams. Wouldn't you imagine that, Limits?
Yeah, there's got to be multiple. This is always fun from like a viewer's perspective or a listener's perspective. Like, I remember just all the trade deadlines when the Pirates were really good. Like, who are they going to get? Who are they going to get? Every NHL trade deadline. I love trade deadline days. They're just so much fun as a fan to view and to listen to.
Yes.
Like, I know I was always tuned in every single time there was a... I loved hearing Pony and Mueller riff about the MLB trade deadline for many, many years when I was growing up. That was pretty fun, those shows.
Well, that was me and Mueller, by the way, when you were growing up.
Yeah, I guess high school, I wasn't growing up anymore.
Yeah, I guess you forgot about me.
No, I did not forget about you at all. I remember there was a trade deadline specifically. The Pirates did nothing in like 2017, it might have been, or maybe it was 2019. And they just completely went on an entire tangent about how they did nothing, and Malzi was laughing half the time.
If only he would return one of your texts, huh?
No. Malzi came in and said that it's no big deal, that it's nothing to glean at. So I was like,
Are you hurt by that?
Yes. Very hurt.
I think you and Malzi should have a deeper conversation about what's really at play here. Is Malzi resenting you for some reason?
I think we might have to find out.
Yeah.
We might need one of Pony's sources to find out for us.
So the Penguins right now are, if the draft were tomorrow, they'd be drafting sixth, which is pretty good. But in points percentage, when you really look at it, they would be drafting fourth, maybe fifth. They still have a very, very real chance to have the third worst record in the league. They have 58 points, but they played 64 games. Seattle has two fewer points, one fewer game. Buffalo has four fewer points, three fewer games. And Nashville, I still think, is catchable. Two fewer games, five fewer points. It's all right there for the Penguins. Just keep losing. And man, if you get into the third lowest spot, then your odds on the number one pick are 11.5%. That's not terrible when you think the worst team is only at 18.5. They may get the number one pick in this draft.
So you're saying to embrace the tank.
Embrace it. Of course, there's other teams that are still close to them that they could catch, and that would be a bad idea. Namely, the Flyers and Ducks. Islanders don't want to catch those teams. Keep playing Jari and see what happens is what I would do. All right, we'll wrap it up next with... hopefully, a trade. What if we traded somebody from here for Benzie? Player to be named later? I don't know. Would Malzi work out in a deal? Do you think he'd want to go somewhere where he could, I don't know, talk about different things? And I don't know. I'm just
where
thinking
out loud. Where would you be trading
here.
Malzi to?
I don't know.
Why is it always Malzy that springs to mind for you immediately?
I don't know. What do you have to give up for Benzie? I don't know.
I think we'd have to give up Jeff Hathorn.
No.
That would be a tough trade. Yeah, I don't think we could do that. We can't get rid of Jeff.
That's a versatile ball player.
He's the nicest man in the world.
Right.
He was so kind sitting next to us yesterday. We were yapping back and forth between each other.
Very
you were
kind
singing.
Man. Yeah.
I was saying random things to Jeff about the time I spent at RMU for 2 years, and he just nodded. You know, I could just tell, all right, I'll shut up now.
I liked your stories last night. I think a lot of people enjoyed them. And we met the Robert Morris golf coach. Remember that?
We did. That was a really good time. And we met Caleb, the guy that does the graphics. You got a chance to meet George Michalowski. That was fun.
One of the greatest moments of my life was meeting George. Yeah, and then it's
that
funny when people recognize us, isn't it? And say how much they love the show. Who's the kid from Upper St. Clair last night?
Tanner O'Grady.
He comes in late in the game. It's a great crowd. People are going nuts. They loved it when he came in. He's the walk-on. And immediately, he takes an off-balance one-footer and sinks it, and the place goes crazy. That was a great moment.
I asked him, because the student section was chanting his name, like, what did you think of that? Like, did you expect that? Were you surprised by that? He was very surprised by it and knew immediately, I mean, come on, you got to take a shot when you go into the game.
Oh, he did. And then we saw him long after the game, him with his parents and his brother.
Yeah.
What a moment for that family. His parents were just beaming with pride, weren't they?
Pretty cool. We got a chance to talk some old high school basketball memories because I've called games that he's played in high school.
He wasn't afraid to take another shot either, was he?
No, I mean, I don't think
I would have too. He uncorked a three. And then with Andy Toole, there was like 10 seconds left. He's coming down the court and Toole's like, stop, you know, don't just.
Yeah, don't pass the ball.
Don't do anything. Just let the clock dribble out. He passed to somebody else and the kid tried a windmill dunk and he missed it. And Andy Toole went nuts.
Understandable in like a 20-point game.
Not really. I thought they should finish with an exclamation point. I loved it.
Yeah, but he missed the dunk.
Well, Toole said he was actually happy he missed it. It would have been worse if he made it.
Yeah, I found that fascinating.
That was fun.
It was a good time.
What a game. And now they go to Indy. I agree with Jeff that league should reward the first-place team by playing all home games in the tournament so you get that atmosphere.
No doubt.
I mean, go to Indy for what?
That's what they did in the NEC.
Just go to Indy and have... Now, I've never seen the Horizon League championships, but I'm not imagining a packed house.
No, it's not.
It should be here. What are they doing? The plus limits. Especially for, if you want to call mid-major, right? Especially there... You know that the regular season champ, after all these months, one team emerges, and it means nothing because then they have to win the conference tournament. So I think as a reward, like a tangible, real reward for winning the regular season should be to play at home. I really believe that. Do you?
No doubt. And, I mean, that was what... It used to be the case before they moved up conferences. In the NEC, they played St. Francis, and they won the championship game. I was talking to you about this when it was 2020, before the pandemic shut everything down. I was going to go cover it. The students stormed the floor. They beat St. Francis, NEC championship game at home, debut of the building. That's what it should be for mid-major basketball.
Right, because again, you really get nothing
yeah.
for being the superior team over all these months because you don't get any at-large bids in your conference. So why not give them, hey, you did this, you get this. You get the best chance now to go to the tournament by playing at home all the way through.
I think it should be only like the Big Ten, the Big East, the SEC, ACC, Big 12 are the only ones that have like a centralized location. Everybody else should be able to host. Maybe the A-10 too.
We saw all kinds of celebrities at the game last night at Robert Morris. In addition to George Michalowski, we saw
did.
Kevin Colbert down in the front row,
Courtside.
Proud RMU alum, right?
That's right.
He's really into the games, isn't he?
And we saw Johnny Parrotto
and his wife were there at the game. And we were all waving to him, weren't we?
Yes. And Johnny was worried that he was distracting you. And because Johnny texted me, am I distracting
me Joe? From what? I wasn't doing anything there.
And I texted Johnny back. I think Joe just naturally distracts himself sometimes. So you're not distracting him.
Who else did we see? The Moon golf coach.
Yep.
Benzie.
We saw all kind of media people.
I haven't been out to a game like that in a long time. It was a very strange experience. That used to be my life, like all games every night, asking questions after the game. It's very different in this world.
You don't go anymore.
No. Because as you saw from last night, and it's the same everywhere, at least as far as I know, nobody went in the locker room, did they?
No.
So what did you gain from being at the game? I mean, from being after the game, being in that room that you wouldn't have from watching it on TV. You can get the quotes through the team. You don't get any individualized interviews. Now, that's the same in colleges everywhere, pretty much. But it's also the same in the pros, where it's all managed by the teams, all sanitized. They report on themselves. You know, the last thing you want, whether it's sports, politics, anywhere else, is City Hall reporting on City Hall.
Fair and understandable.
You're probably going to get a skewed and partial vision of City Hall if City Hall is reporting on City Hall.
Unfortunately,
right?
I really don't know that much differently.
I know.
From growing up, you know? So you'd a lot different perspective for you than it is for me.
Used to be a lot different, a lot more enjoyable, and a lot better for readers and listeners and watchers than it is now going into locker rooms. It's, to me at least, it's pointless.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.